Month-to-month electricity plans in Texas give you the freedom to switch anytime. But that flexibility typically costs between 2 and 4 cents more per kilowatt hour than a comparable 12-month fixed-rate plan. For a household using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month, that gap translates to $20 to $40 in additional charges every billing cycle. Whether that premium is worth paying depends on your specific situation, not on a blanket rule. This article explains how rolling month-to-month electricity rates work in Texas, what the current rate environment looks like, who genuinely benefits from a no-contract plan, and when locking in a term contract is the better financial decision. How month-to-month electricity plans work in Texas. Texas operates under a deregulated electricity market, overseen by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT. In deregulated areas, retail electric providers, REPs, set their own prices and contract terms. Most plans fall into one of three structures: fixed-rate term contracts, commonly 6, 12, or 24 months, indexed or variable-rate plans, and month-to-month plans. A month-to-month plan, also called a no-contract or no-commitment electricity plan, renews automatically each month. The provider can change your rate at the start of any new billing period, typically with advance notice, as required by PUCT rules. Because the provider assumes more pricing risk on a shorter horizon, that risk is priced into the rate you pay. These plans carry no early termination fee, ETF, which is their primary structural advantage. Standard fixed-rate contracts in Texas often carry ETFs ranging from $100 to $250. Source: PUCT Residential Contract Comparisons Database. With a month-to-month plan, a customer can leave after any billing cycle without penalty. What Texas month-to-month rates look like right now? As of early 2025, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reports an average Texas residential retail electricity price of approximately 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Rates vary meaningfully by provider, zip code, and usage tier. Sampling the Power to Choose database maintained by PUCT, month-to-month plans in major Texas metros currently price in the range of 13 to 17 cents per kilowatt hour at the 1,000 kilowatt hours usage level, depending on the provider and service territory. Fixed-rate 12-month plans from the same providers for the same usage level typically range from 11 to 14 cents per kilowatt hour. That spread matters. A household on a 15-cent month-to-month plan paying the same bill every month would spend $180 per year more than the same household on a 13.5 cent, 12-month fixed plan. Over 2 years without switching, the premium compounds to $360 or more. The no-contract electricity Texas market does include some competitive offers. Providers such as Gexa Energy, Green Mountain Energy, and Pulse Power periodically list month-to-month products on Power to Choose, powertochoose.org, that land within 1 cent of their own fixed-rate offerings. These promotional windows exist, but are not permanent. Checking rates directly through Power to Choose with your zip code and average monthly usage is the most reliable way to see current pricing. Who benefits from a no-contract electricity plan? A rolling month-to-month electricity rate is the right choice for a specific set of circumstances. It is not the default best option for most Texas households. Short-term residents. If a person is renting for 3 to 6 months, relocating for work, or waiting on a home purchase to close, paying a modest rate premium to avoid an ETF is a reasonable trade. A $150 ETF on a 12-month contract erases the savings from a lower rate if the household leaves within 4 months. Households in a rate decline environment, when ERCOT wholesale prices are trending downward, staying on a month-to-month plan allows a customer to switch to a cheaper fixed rate once prices settle at a lower level. Wholesale natural gas prices influence ERCOT pricing, and during periods of softening gas markets, waiting 1 or 2 billing cycles before locking in can capture better fixed rates. This requires monitoring, not passive waiting. Recent movers who need a bridge plan, moving into a new address, often triggers automatic enrollment in a provider's default service or a short-term plan. Signing up for a month-to-month plan intentionally while comparing options is smarter than defaulting into whatever the provider assigns. Customers dissatisfied with their current provider. Texas PUCT data shows that billing disputes and poor customer service are leading reasons households want to exit contracts early. For someone who just resolved a billing problem with a provider and wants out at the next renewal, a month-to-month plan at the new provider keeps options open until confidence in that provider is established. When a month-to-month plan is not worth the cost. For a household that plans to stay at the same address for 12 months or more, a fixed-rate contract almost always produces lower total costs. The math is straightforward. The annual savings from a 1.5 cent per kilowatt-hour change in 1 kilowatt-hour per month is $180. Most ETFs in Texas are $150 to $200 a year. Even accounting for the ETF costs, might trade more without paying the ETF costs than ETF costs monthly when 150 kilowatt-hours per month. The exception is if wholesale market conditions deteriorate significantly during the contract, pushing new fixed-rate offers substantially lower than the old locking rate offers had required the plan. That is a known trade-off, not a hidden risk, not a hidden randomness in both cases. For households with stable tenure, the recommendation from experts monthly planning is to seek what trends are heading for possible DSIs, not a backup side of the plan contract. The options and pricing are definitely known trade-offs. Not a backup side of the plan contract, but more of the price contract in the pilot project. This is a cost-effective way to lock in at a time. Juan Sanderson recommends downloading the ETF Cost 62PHR. Dell creates Selenex with a banking software that captures customers' recommendations $200 and passing the obstacle test. Downloading user testing app on the platform, rsl.powertools. Seeking high quality levels and locking in and visualizing the rates you are looking at. Dell creates Selenex with a banking software that captures all the costs and more. End banking trials on the pages of the product in 2 weeks. That is the customer's recommendation from most top-level sites. Power tools. Using the power to check those settings on pages and using the pages monthly packing. Power tools website. Not imagine or analysis. Month-to-month plan contract offers more flexibility by reducing the bandwidth and setting the plan yourself by sending the billing dispute catalog to the ETFs. It also provides a portable transportation tool and bill appointment with a customer's recommendation. Now, the comprehensive guidelines of month-to-month plans have guesstimated wage ranges above the threshold for better service. Maybe highlighting some enhancements, but we must not dog their often popular thresholds until they do not prioritize markets. While sales require dynamic and balance, downloading the billing credit database is a common way to report on that bait now. It also promises more protection for future service. Month-to-month plan is wise when you don't have to double down on the cost markets. This summarizes the benefits of month-to-month plans and captures possibilities on both sides of the coin. Downloading the ETF costs on the Power to Check or site. To use these summarizers, use them on my page. Downloading the ETF costs on the Power to Check or site. The code for this is powdandbill.org.ets and disable the page roughly in the path of a checklist while the cost account and 2,000 kilowatt hours on the EFL. Note any monthly base charges. Some no-contract plans carry a $9 to $15 monthly service fee that adds to your effective per kilowatt-hour cost at lower usage levels. Confirm that no early termination fee applies. A plan labeled month-to-month that carries an ETF is not a true no-commitment plan. Comparing at least 3 to 5 plans before enrolling is a reasonable standard. Rate differences of even 0.5 cents per kilowatt-hour add up to $60 per year at 1,000 kilowatt-hours monthly usage. The bottom line on month-to-month electricity in Texas. A no-contract electricity plan in Texas solves one specific problem, avoiding an early termination fee when a household's tenure is uncertain. For that purpose, it works well. For households with stable 12-plus-month tenure, the rate premium that comes with month-to-month flexibility produces a real annual cost that fixed-rate plans eliminate. Before enrolling in any plan, Texas consumers should use Power to Choose to compare current EFL prices at their actual usage level. Check whether a fixed-rate plan with a modest ETF still saves money over their expected stay, and revisit the market before any contract auto-renews. The PUCT requires providers to notify customers before renewal, which creates a reliable opportunity to switch if better options exist. Flexibility has value. In the Texas electricity market, that value is quantifiable, and it should be weighed against its cost before making a decision.